Good morning, everyone. It's Andrea Monroe Kalima, author and founder of Hey Little Sister, Inc., and I am here for another episode of my podcast, and I have a special guest with me this morning. His name is Daniel K. We're going to just say K for the sake of anonymity today, but I brought him here to talk about maintaining peace within the storm of this COVID-19 pandemic that we're all experiencing together. Even though we're isolated, we are experiencing it together. I know there's a lot of fear going on in the world today, and Mr. Daniel K is someone who I've noticed always seems to maintain peace. And so I'm going to introduce you to him today, and maybe he can share a little bit about how he maintains his peace.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Daniel Kidd, and I'm here to let you know that no matter what our circumstances are, that God is always in control. And he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. You also should know that whatever we do and wherever we go, that God is there. He's promised that he is our strength and our shield and our protector. So we should always look to God to protect us, no matter what is trying to overcome the world. Remember that Christ came and overcame the world. And because he overcame the world, we ourselves, we've overcome the world based on the fact that we believe and trust and obey that whatever he said to us and whatever he has commanded us to do, that we are following his command. And because of this, we will overcome. So I'm here to advise you this morning to put your whole trust in the Lord. He will guard, protect, and shield you from all this COVID-19 situation. Remember that you should look up to the Lord from whence come our help. Our help coming from the Lord, and that he is our strength, our shield, our protector, our guide. And he promised, as I said before, that he will never leave us and forsake us. So please, do not get weary. Remember that God is always there. He will always protect you. These things were predicted to happen. As you know, that before Christ come, we were told that there would be famine and diverse diseases and stuff that would pervade the world. So as but those in Christ should stand strong, knowing that he is with us, and that these things should not drive us crazy, but to put our whole trust in him, knowing that he's there to protect us from all harm and danger. So as we depart this morning, I pray God's blessing upon you, and that you will look up to him for your help, and that as heaven and earth is made, so he will be with us until he comes again. So peace be with you all.
Thank you, Mr. K, for that. And before you run away, I just want to say that for myself, I know that I too draw my strength from the Lord. But when we come back after these messages, I want you to share with us maybe one or two verses that maybe could give us a little comfort in when we find ourselves in those moments of fear, because we are humans, right? And so humans are going to be fearful sometimes. And so when we come back, Mr. Daniel K will have one or two verses to comfort your hearts right after these messages. Hey, everybody, we're back from the break. Thanks so much for sticking with us. And I still have I call him doctor sometimes in jest. Mr. Daniel K, he's still with us. I put him on the spot to drag him in to do this show with me today, and I'm so appreciative. And so I got him to pull out his Bible and find a few verses to share with everyone to give them comfort. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to him right now and let him do his thing.
Hello, Christian friends. I'm going to be giving you a few verses that should be some encouragement to you as you go through this COVID-19 situation. So one of the verses that I'm going to read to you is Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And it reads as follows. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So as you see, your God will never leave you nor forsake you. So it's telling us to be strong in the Lord. So do not get weary. Look up to him and he will provide you all the help you need.
I love that one, Mr. Paul.
And the second one I would like to read from you, for you, is John 14, verse 27. And it reads thus, "The peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, give do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So you see in this verse, our good Lord is telling us that we should not be afraid. We should put our trust in him, and he will guide and direct us in the right path. Because he had promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. The third verse I'm going to read for you is Psalm 27:1. And it reads thus, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You see, as we climax these verses, I think this is fitting for the occasion. Because God has told us that he is our strength of our life. He is our salvation. So do not be afraid. Trust God, and all things will go well for you. May the good Lord bless you and guide you in all that you do.
Thank you so much.
As I leave, I would like to thank Ms. Moreau for having me this morning. I pray your program be a success.
Thank you so much, Mr. K. It was my pleasure. So that's it for our show today. I want to give a special thanks to our special guest, Mr. Daniel K, for taking time out of his very busy schedule, because he is on the front line holding it down for us out there. And I wish you all well. Please use wisdom and please take care of yourselves and do what you can to stop the spread of this COVID-19. Take care, everyone. Until next time.